When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke bowls to filet mignon, it's all on Wonder. Order fast, free delivery, or pick up and dine in at a Wonder location near you. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And he wound up on the wrong end of a gun.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It's a baseball day. Nats introduced their new president of baseball operations, Paul Toboni. I think there's real reasons to be excited there. We got another four games today. I believe it's – one thing I like is that it's all just the same schedule.
Mm-hmm.
It's Tigers, Guardians early, then Padres, Cubs, and Red Sox, Yankees, then Reds, Dodgers. Yesterday was a lot of fun. These three-game series means today is all possible closeout games, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So MLB's done a good job of making it pretty interesting. It's going to be fascinating to watch this unfold. In just a minute, we're going to be joined by Kevin Long, who is – all right, we got K-Long. All right, great. K-Long joins us now. Philadelphia Phillies hitting coach, won a World Series here in Washington. K-Long, how you doing, man? Thanks for making time for us, brother.
Yeah, you got it, my man. How's everything going there?
Everything's good, man.
Well, dude, let's start with what we got going on here. I'm curious if you know Paul Toboni. The Nats just made a big hire to bring in a new president of baseball ops. Just curious your thoughts on the move.
Yeah, I think it's a positive move, and I've heard a lot of good things about Paul. I have not met him personally, but from those in the baseball industry and those who I respect, they have nothing but great things to say about him.
That's good to hear. Obviously, it's tricky because you're with the Phillies, who are a division rival here. But you had so much success during your time in Washington. Is it crazy for you to watch kind of how things have changed over really since the World Series run in 19?
Yeah, there's a little piece of your heart and there's a little piece of what you've done in life. And a lot of that took me to some very fond years in D.C. Listen, winning a World Series is not easy. And we were able to accomplish something that there's only one crown champion at the end of the day. And as a Washington National, I was part of that. So it just gives me goosebumps right now just to talk about it because those memories of, Anthony Rendon and Trey Turner and Adam Eaton and Howie Kendrick and Asdrubal Cabrera and Ryan Zimmerman and all those guys that were on that team have such a special, spot in my heart. So D.C. was great to me. The fans were very good to me. The coaching staff, working with Davey, Mike Rizzo, all those things factor into my memories and what that represented in my life.
Well, you're in another franchise now, and you're sitting there. You all have a bye. You're waiting for the higher seed you all will be getting. But you're sitting there right now, and the thing about it takes a lot to get back to that point to even get into the playoffs. What could you say is like the recipe for getting in the position you are now?
Well, you know as well as I do that if you don't have good players and you don't have some chemistry and and you don't gel, these things probably don't happen. I mean, you can even go right to the New York Mets and you can say, what happened there? And you probably would guess that there'd be some chemistry issues because there's too much talent and they spent too much money probably not to be in the playoffs. So a lot of things have to happen. It's not easy just to get into the playoffs. I don't take it for granted that we won the National League East for the second time in a row. We were not the favorites to win the National League East. So the players came together, the coaching staff, our manager Rob Thompson does a terrific job of just staying even keel. So, you know, I guess at the end of the day, you look at it and you say, pretty special just getting in. But I think we have a chip on our shoulder, Mitch. Mm-hmm. I think we want a little bit more. Not just a chance to get back into this thing, but a real legitimate chance to win it.
Dude, K-Long, how fun is it to be the hitting coach when you have Schwarber and Harp? I mean, your lineup is so – and it's guys you've known,
and
right?
And they all are hitting well.
Dude, Turner, I mean, you got a bunch of guys that were here up there and just bombers.
Yeah, dude, it's cool, man. I mean, obviously I'm their coach, and I got to get in there and I got to grind with them and I got to make sure their heads – don't blow off, and I got to make sure that, you know, they stay focused and stay positive because hitting, man, dude, it's hard. It's really hard. You got these dudes throwing 100, 101. They got nasty sliders, cutters, just all kinds of crap coming at them. The major league average is 240, so you're going to fail 68% of the time or 66% of the time, which is just it's hard to fathom. That, you know, these guys, actually at 76, they're just, it's hard. But having dudes like Schwarber, who I had in Washington, Trey Turner, who I had in Washington, Bryce Harper, who I had in Washington, you know, it helps a lot, trust me.
I bet, man, I bet. We're talking Philadelphia Phillies hitting coach Kevin Long. Everybody calls him K-Long here on the program. Appreciate you making time for us. Dude, so what's it like having a bye in baseball? Baseball's such a everyday sport. How do you keep your guys kind of locked in and fresh and everything?
So I'll try to give you a good perspective of this. When we were with the Nationals, we had a week off before we started the World Series against the Houston Astros. And my assistant hitting coach said, you know, Kev, I think we can get our machines going real fast. I think we can, you know, emulate, you know, 100-mile-an-hour fastballs, 105, 110. I said, well, the machine doesn't even go that hard. He says, well, we'll just have them step up. So we'll start the machine off at like 95, and then they'll step up like 2 feet. And then they'll take another swing at it, which would, you know, it would be like 100. And then they take two more steps up, and it'd be like 105. Wow. So now they're training for velo. They're staying sharp with their eyes, their brain, making sure that they're ready for, you know, got Garrett Cole, who's going to pitch game one in that situation. So we've continued to do stuff like that. Yesterday, all our guys hit off the velo machine. We had the curveball machine set up on the field where they could go out and, you know, get some real looks at a breaking ball. And, you know, we have an inter-squad game today. That starts at 6. We opened it up to the fans, and somehow 31,000 tickets were sold, which is
wow!
It's mind
blowing for an inter squad scrimmage.
Yeah, for a scrimmage.
That's so
all $10 for the tickets, which is kind of cool. All proceeds went to the Phillies charities. So we're gonna have a little fun with this tonight. We broke up into two squads. I think Trey Turner's a captain of one, and Bryce is a captain of another team, and we're just gonna kind of have some fun and do a little inter squad. Another thing we're going to do to try to stay ready.
Let's hope they don't have any fights in those things.
Oh, they're already going at each other. You know
you got some wild fans up there, man.
In this case, Mitch, we don't have to hit each other. Well, the pitchers might decide to do that with the baseball, but that I think they'll try to stay away from that.
Oh, man.
For K-Long to tell me that the Phillies, during their playoff bye week, are going to have an inter-squad scrimmage with Bryce and Turner as the two team captains just hurts my national soul. I got to tell you.
Oh, God. I didn't even think about that.
No, but, dude, that don't be sorry. That's the world we're in, man. That's the world we're in. Obviously, you're super excited about where your team's at. You'll know who you're playing as the week progresses here. I'm guessing, knowing you, you locked in and watched yesterday. I thought the two most impressive performances, Shohei and Skubal. What did you think of those two, and was there something else that caught your eye?
Well, I love the fact that I could just – it was one game after another, and they were all important games. I mean, Major League Baseball, they got that one right. I mean, it was just bang, bang, bang. It was, you know, quadruple header. It was amazing. And obviously the talent, it blows my mind that I can watch Blake Snell and Hunter Green go at it, who are just two amazing pitchers. And then you're looking at Skubal against Williams. Detroit against Cleveland. I look, and Williams is throwing 98, and Skubal's throwing 100 to 101. And Skubal's a beast, man. He's not easy to face. He's on top of his game. He's going to win another Cy Young this year. He's watching what he can do and how he throws. And then Shohei Ohtani, you know, starts off the game with a homer. Come on, dude. and then he's probably, you know, if we do play the Dodgers, he'll probably pitch game one. So not only is this dude hitting it 100, he's throwing it 100. He's a freak baseball player, and someone that's it's can't miss TV. It really is.
You know, looking at him, you know, when you go back to high school, you may see a guy that pitches and hits. He's the best athlete out there. Have you seen something like that in the majors?
When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke bowls to filet mignon, it's all on Wonder. Order fast, free delivery, or pick up and dine in at a Wonder location near you. Wonder. The cravings expert. Get the app today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It blows my mind. It really does. It's kind of like when Deion Sanders was playing football, and then I'd see him on the baseball field, or Bo Jackson. It's kind of equivalent to that, but he's a pitcher who's absolutely dominating, and he's a hitter who's probably the best hitter in our sport. So it's crazy to think that there can be somebody on this earth, on this planet, that can do what he can do.
Kalon, you tell me to pound sand if you don't like this question. You have accomplished so much in your career. I'm being serious. I mean, you won two World Series. You have worked and taught guys that are going to the Hall of Fame, guys that have played at the highest possible level. You go home to a beautiful house at Scottsdale. Like, you've got the life. Is there any part of you, though, that wants to run your own clubhouse someday?
Well, I did interview for the Nationals job in 2018. I did interview for the Mets job in 2018. Those are only two times that I've explored that. And that was just because it ended up on my desk. It ended up coming to me. I don't promote myself. Mm-hmm. I don't promote, you know, being
you
a
should.
Manager.
Let us do it.
Well, I mean, we'll see if someone, you know, comes to me and wants to interview me. I mean, how can I turn that down? I'm certainly not going to turn down an interview, but it's not I have a lot of fun being a hitting coach. I enjoy what I'm doing. So I think that's the tricky part of it. If someone thinks highly enough of me to, you know, want to take a shot at interviewing for a manager job, yeah, so be it. I'd gladly do that.
Well, B-Mitch, I know of an opening. I know of an opening where a guy had a ton of success when he was here. I'm saying that to B-Mitch, K-Long. I'm not saying that to you.
Yeah, you're saying that to B-Mitch. That's good. That's good,
JP. Yeah. Now I agree.
Listen, man, we appreciate you making time for us. I know you're busy as hell and you're watching the bases. I mean this sincerely. I said this to friends of mine that are Mets fans, Nats fans, everything. I despise Philadelphia sports. And because of you and Schwarber and Trey Turner, I got a damn sweet spot for the Phillies when we get into this time of year. I'll be rooting for you. If it's Phillies-Dodgers starting Saturday night, that is a heavyweight fight, dude, and I'll be watching.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, and I appreciate you coming to the dark side just for a moment. You got some friends over here, okay? Come on. Give us a little
work. Well, you know what, Kalo? He can't go to Philly.
Yeah.
He went with me and almost got beat up.
They don't like me up there. I got lost. I ended up in Camden, New Jersey. It hasn't gone well for me up there.
Listen, stay where you're at, man.
K-Long, thank you for the time, brother.
Appreciate you, man.
You got it, fellas. All right. Have a good rest of your day.
Take care. Good luck.
Good luck, man. Right. Good luck.
All right. Thanks.
All-time great dude right there, man.
Yeah,
just
cool, man.
Like when you're one of these true baseball lifers, think about it. Like, he won a World Series as the hitting coach with the Yankees, won a World Series as a hitting coach with the Nats. Really good Mets teams. Clearly this Phillies team is absolutely loaded.
Yeah.
Played baseball. It just, he's one of those baseball lifers that you wonder if he gets his chance, and whether it's with the Nats or somewhere else. And
it comes. Like, it may take some time, just like in football, David Culley. Culley was damn near 70, 60-something 70 when he got the final fist for his chance. And then he ended up with a person that didn't even give him a fair chance. So, you never know.
But, dude, and then you wonder, I'm the hitting coach of the Phillies. We're loaded up and down the lineup. I love Philadelphia in the summer.
Right here.
Yo, I get to go back to Arizona in the winter. Like, life might be good.
If you want somebody to use that house for him in the summer, we can take care of that.
Yo, I'm not scared of that dry heat.
No, I don't have no problem.
I'm not scared of that dry heat.
I'll do that for him if you want me to.
Not scared of playing Whisper Rock in July. You get me out there, no problem.
Those bull snakes scare me a little bit.
All right. Well, we'll stay away from the bull snakes all the bull S things. Neil Greenberg will join the program at 11.
Hey, as B mentioned, JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn the Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the absolute best. And they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly. So you definitely need to give them a call.
B, you know what we did this morning?
What's that?
Well, one, we finally got some good news in our insurance struggle trying to get back into our house. Contractors were there today to start the demo.
Uh-oh.
So you know what we did this morning?
What?
We got on the Rood app and adjusted the temperature in the house so the contractors were comfortable. Because nobody's there, we don't need to keep it cool.
You want them to be comfortable, they're fixing your house.
Hell yeah. And, Lauren texted me, they might be able to get at least the demo done in 2 days. That would be terrific because we've already been out of the house 2 weeks. But seriously, the Rood systems are so awesome that you can control them remotely. Let's hope you're never out of your house like I am. But if you are, that Rood app comes in handy. You know what else comes in handy? Money. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on Rood heat pumps through 2032. Visit Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.